Welcome to SCOTUScast, Hawaiian Post-Decision Edition. Thanks for tuning in. On Tuesday, March 31st, the Supreme Court announced its decision in Hawaii v. Office of Hawaiian Affairs. In this case, the Supreme Court considered whether the 1993 Apology Resolution requires the state of Hawaii to reach a political settlement with Native Hawaiians before selling ceded lands. In a unanimous decision delivered by Justice Alito, the court held that Hawaii's sovereign authority to sell lands granted to it on admission to the Union is not compromised by the apology resolution, reversing the Supreme Court of Hawaii's decision below. To discuss the decision, we bring back from our post-argument podcast on this case, appellate litigator Tom Casso. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Mr. Casso.
Hello, I'm Tom Casso, Director of the Center for Constitutional Jurisprudence at Chapman University School of Law, here today to discuss Hawaii v. Office of Hawaiian Affairs, decided by the United States Supreme Court on March 31, 2009. Together with John Eastman and Attorney General Ed Meese, I filed a brief on behalf of the Center for Constitutional Jurisprudence in support of the state in this case. Here, the Supreme Court reviews a decision of the Hawaii Supreme Court that froze the state's power to dispose of lands granted to the state by the federal government in the Act of Admission. In 1993, Congress passed and the President signed the so-called Apology Resolution. This resolution made several findings in the Whereas clauses about the role of the United States government in the overthrow of the Hawaiian monarchy in 1893, and resolved to apologize for those actions. The Whereas clauses of the resolution also noted that some Native Hawaiians had yet to be reconciled with the overthrow of the monarchy and the loss of the crown lands that were eventually deeded to the state. This was the language that the Hawaiian Supreme Court relied on to restrict the state's power to dispose of state-owned property. There is a long tradition of granting federal lands to new states upon their admission to the Union. Beginning with the Northwest Ordinance, Congress has included a grant of land to each new state in the Act of Admission. Generally, these grants were intended to provide the new states with income for essential services, especially public schools. The grants did not restrict the power of the states to sell the land. Indeed, the terms of the grant assumed that the land would bring income to the state. Hawaii was no different. In the Act of Admission, the federal government granted the state title to 1.2 million acres of land for the state to use to support public education, home ownership, public lands, and support of Native Hawaiians. This land was originally conveyed to the federal government after the territory requested annexation by the United States. The Newlands Resolution purported to confirm ownership of the former Crown lands in the federal government. This case arose when the state proposed to sell some of the land for housing. The Office of Hawaiian Affairs sued to enjoin the land sales, arguing that the land should be preserved to settle claims of Native Hawaiians. The Hawaiian Supreme Court granted an injunction prohibiting the state from transferring any of the ceded lands until the claims of Native Hawaiians to those lands have been resolved. The state court ruled that the apology resolution, together with state law, created a trust. According to the state court, while the apology resolution did not require the state to turn over any land to Native Hawaiians, it did acknowledge that Native Hawaiians had unrelinquished claims to land and further contemplated a future reconciliation between Native Hawaiians and the United States regarding those claims. Based on this reading, the court held that the apology resolution and related state legislation impose a fiduciary duty on the state to preserve the ceded lands until such time as the unrelinquished claims of the Native Hawaiians have been resolved. The state court then issued an injunction prohibiting transfer of any of the ceded lands until claims of Native Hawaiians had in fact been resolved. The question presented in the petition for certiorari was whether this symbolic resolution strips Hawaii of its sovereign authority to sell, exchange, or transfer 1.2 million acres of state land. At argument, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs retreated from the language of the state Supreme Court decision and argued that the decision did not rest on the apology resolution at all, but rather was dictated by state law. For its part, the state argued that the Act of Admission and the Newlands Resolution had extinguished any claims of Native Hawaiians, and thus the state Supreme Court should not be allowed to rely on state law on remand to achieve the same result. In a unanimous decision, the United States Supreme Court ruled that the whereas clauses in the preamble of the resolution have no legal effect, and thus could not support the injunction issued by the Hawaiian Supreme Court. Further, the court ruled that to give the resolution the effect posited by the Hawaiian Supreme Court would raise, quote, grave constitutional concerns, close quote. The court reiterated its holding from Idaho versus United States that Congress has no power to reserve or convey lands that have already been bestowed on a state. The court refused to consider, however, whether there were independent state law grounds for the decision, and did not discuss the state's argument that the Newlands Resolution extinguished any claim of Native Hawaiians to the land. Instead, the court merely remanded the matter back to state courts for further proceedings not inconsistent with this ruling. Thus, the issue at the heart of the case remains alive for the time being. The Office of Hawaiian Affairs remains free to argue that state law prohibits the state from selling state property until claims of Native Hawaiians have been satisfied. For its part, the state remains free to argue that the Newlands Resolution and the Act of Admission extinguished any unrelinquished claims of Native Hawaiians. There is a good chance that this is not the last time that the United States Supreme Court will have to address the issue.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUSCast. For more episodes of SCOTUSCast, as well as audio and video from past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at federalistsociety.org/multimedia.